scrolling through the news feed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.
So it seems like the younger generation is or the millennials, as they say,
right,
are eating less meat and more plant-based food.
Okay. Not surprising to me, actually, but yeah. Go on.
Industry insiders say that young adults are more thoughtful about food than older people, and they care about the impact of what they're eating has on the planet and their bodies as well as animals. And because of this, they're eating far less meat, and more of them are open to different and new plant-based meat substitutes.
Or SMEAT, as I like to call it. Simulated meat. I hope that these millennials are going to like actually blow up the SMEAT market and come up the SMEAT and come up with some options that aren't as gross as some in the past have been.
I would like to go to a SMEAT deli.
Yes.
And just
order your SMEAT sandwich.
Can I get that SMEAT sliced really thin? That would be delicious. Oh, that's I don't know. Most of the plant-based meat substitutes have not been winners.
Not in my book. No. So. But Johnny, if you're looking to go into the SMEAT industry, you might want to see if you know someone in that industry, because apparently, according to a new survey, 85% of all jobs are filled because of networking.
Really?
That means that people who reach out and maintain personal relationships have a huge advantage over those who ignore their networks. Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
I would say so.
Yeah, and you should do the networking when things are good. If you wait until things like you really need a job, or like the market just crashed and everyone's out of work, that's not a good time to be like flexing that muscle.
Hey, nice to meet you.
I need a job.
Yeah.
Can you give me a job? Hey, dude, I haven't talked to you in 10 years. You got a job? That's
right.
Not gonna work. You got to keep those relationships going. So
interesting. Yeah, that makes total sense, because you'll hear about jobs being filled like right when they're posted, and it's like, well, they just kind of posted them
right
and already kind of had their list ready.
Right.
Of candidates.
They have to like legally post it, but
right.
Yeah.
And most of the time they end up going with the person that they happen to know or someone else suggested. So
yep,
it's
absolutely
a good idea to build up your network as much as possible, whether it's within your industry. I would say go from within your industry, but also branch out into other things.
You never know when that connection might work out.
Exactly. So maybe LinkedIn, which produced this article, is probably a good place for you to go to do some networking.
I think they're going to be heavily into SMEATs. So
we need to start that SMEAT deli. I think that's a win. But that's trending topics for this morning. 98.3 The Coast.